A quick disclaimer in regards to today's episode of Raw History, that views, opinions, and medical information provided in this episode should not be considered as a diagnosis. We are not a licensed medical source. With that being said, if anything discussed in this episode sounds like you or a loved one may be experiencing, please reach out for medical support as soon as possible.
What's going on, everybody? It is Nathan, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the finale of Raw History, Season 2. It's been a long road. We got to talk with Netanya Ross, who was one of my idols growing up as a child, and became a very good friend. We got to revisit my docuseries, some of the episodes that were recorded previously for Raw History, the docuseries, and we just really got a chance to, you know, connect and get to know one another. And in that process, I actually did learn quite a bit about myself. And I want to give a huge shout out. I know this person is kind of controversial, I guess, for lack of better words, in the whole YouTube / influencer market. I guess she's quite controversial. However, she did post a video of herself and her fiance going through some traits or characteristics of somebody who has BPD. And it actually got me thinking, and I started doing some research myself, and I took multiple different tests. Now, obviously, a test online cannot be a conclusive, you know, diagnosis when it comes to something with mental health. However, some of the main things that I did, okay, so basically these are the things that could potentially be a sign that you suffer from BPD. You may have noticed emotional instability has led you to have extreme reactions to abandonment, including panic, depression, and rage. You have a history of tumultuous relationships with friends, family, and significant others. You also have had suicidal thoughts and engaged in risky, impulsive behaviors such as unprotected sex, substance abuse, etc. And it says if this sounds like you, it may be time to seek a therapist and discuss therapy and treatment options like cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's never too late to get help. It goes on to say people with borderline personality disorder may experience mood swings and display uncertainty about how they see themselves and their role in the world. As a result, their interests and values can change quickly. Now, I'm frantic. If you guys are new here, hi, I'm Nathan. But I am constantly trying to reinvent myself, one-up myself, and it gets very overwhelming to the point where I put so much pressure on myself that I almost feel like I can't live up to my own expectations, and that's huge. It goes on to also say people with borderline personality disorder also tend to view things in extremes, such as all good or all bad. Their opinion of other people can also change quickly. An individual who is seen as a friend one day may be considered an enemy or a traitor the next. These shifting feelings can lead to intense and unstable relationships. So I very much in the very beginning where it says, you know, can view things in extremes, either extremely good or extremely bad. There's no in between. And I'm the type of person where numbers don't really mean much to me when it comes to views or likes or things like that. But when it comes to Raw History and this podcast, it's very important to me for multiple reasons. But if I see that, you know, an episode is just not doing well, or it's not reaching the demographics that I would like, or, you know, the first hour, there's not X amount of, you know, streams or downloads, it does kind of get me a little discouraged, and it does push me back to that feeling of, okay, I'm doing something wrong. This is bad. What can I do to fix it? Also, it says other signs or symptoms may include efforts to avoid real or imagined abandonment, such as rapidly initiating intimate physical or emotional relationships or cutting off communication with someone in anticipation of being abandoned. Now, for those of you who know me personally or have got to know me over the years, you'll know that I'm the poster person for that. I 110%, everything about that is me. It also says a pattern of intense or unstable relationships with family, friends, and loved ones, often swinging from extreme closeness and love to extreme dislike or anger. Now, again, those of you who know me personally and who are getting to know me will know that certain family members and myself have quite a tumultuous relationship. And I think that really goes mainly for one specific person in my family. We are constantly going back and forth. I'll always love her with all of my heart, but she says some very hurtful things. And in retaliation, I do the same. It also says that there's a distorted or unstable self-image or sense of self. Again, I've said this multiple times in multiple different episodes, that my entire life I feel as though I've been playing a role, whether it be to get somebody to like me or to get myself to like me, to the point where I never really gave myself the option to find out who I was to be that best version of myself. It goes on to say impulsive and often dangerous behavior, such as spending sprees, unsafe sex, substance abuse, reckless driving, and binge eating. So, this is true. Spending sprees, yes. Unsafe sex, no. Can't relate. Substance abuse, yes. Recklessly driving, no. Since I moved back from New York, I don't drive. Binge eating, there'll be times where I'll binge until I'm so full that I can't even breathe, and then there's days where I'll maybe have a protein shake and that's it. Also self-harming behavior, such as cutting. When I was younger, I definitely experienced that, not so much as an adult. Reoccurring thoughts of suicide, suicidal behaviors or threats, often. Intense and highly changeable moods, with each episode lasting a few hours to a couple of days. 110% me. There's days where I wake up and I'm on cloud nine, and then one little thing just throws it off, and then for, you know, again, a couple of hours or a couple of days. Chronic feelings of emptiness. I could probably, and I say this in hopes that it could help somebody else, I could probably have everything that I could ever need or want and still feel a form of emptiness. And I don't know why.
If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, or you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts or feelings, please contact 1-800-273-TALK or 911 immediately. Help is out there. Do not be afraid to ask for it. Stay safe, and thank you for tuning into Raw History.
It says inappropriate, intense anger, or problems controlling anger. That, again, I guess fits in depending on the mood and what's going on, but absolutely. Feeling of disassociation, such as feeling cut off from oneself, seeing oneself from outside one's body, or feelings of unreality. Very much, very much. It goes on to say, not everyone with borderline personality disorder experiences every symptom. Some individuals experience only a few of those, while others have many. Symptoms can be triggered by seemingly ordinary events. For example, people with borderline personality disorder may become angry and distressed over minor separations from people with whom they feel close, such as traveling on business trips. The severity and frequency of symptoms and how long they last will vary depending on the individual and their illness. Borderline personality disorder has historically been viewed as difficult to treat, but with newer evidence-based treatment, many people with the disorder experience fewer or less severe symptoms and an improved quality of life. It's important that people with borderline personality disorder receive evidence-based, specialized treatment from an appropriately trained provider. other types of treatment or treatment provided by a doctor or therapist who is not appropriately trained may not benefit the person. And many factors affect the length of time it takes for symptoms to improve once treatment begins. It's important for people with borderline personality disorder and their loved ones to be patient and to receive appropriate support during the treatment. So, honestly, I really do think that this is something that I will have to be discussing with my psychiatrist much closer after, you know, taking multiple tests, like I said, and all of them coming back with saying that I'm in that spectrum, and it makes sense. Everything in that makes sense. And for the first time with my whole mental health journey, I've actually felt as though I found what could be wrong. Now, borderline personality disorder is also associated with a significantly higher rate of self-harm and suicidal behavior than the general public. So I'm urging you, 110%, you guys, if you're listening to this and you feel you may have borderline personality disorder, or if you're having thoughts of harming yourself or attempting suicide, please call 1-800-273-TALK. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the service is available to everybody. All calls are free, confidential, and you can even contact social media outlets directly if you're concerned about someone's social media updates. Or you could also call 911. Now, psychotherapy seems to be the first line treatment for people with borderline personality disorder. And usually that's when a therapist will provide a one-on-one treatment between the therapist and the patient, or treatment in a group setting. Therapist-led group sessions may help people with borderline personality disorder how to interact with others and how to effectively express themselves. It's important that people in therapy get along with and trust their therapist. The very nature of borderline personality disorder can make it difficult for people with the disorder to maintain a comfortable and trusting bond with that psychiatrist or therapist. Two examples of psychotherapy used to treat borderline personality include dialectical behavioral therapy, or DBT. This is the type of therapy that was developed for individuals with borderline personality disorder. DBT uses concepts of mindfulness and acceptance of being aware and attentive to the current situation and their emotional state. It also teaches skills that can help with self-control of emotions, reduce self-destructive behaviors, and improve relationships. Another type of treatment would be cognitive behavioral therapy, so CBT. And this type of therapy will help people with borderline personality disorder identify and change core beliefs and behaviors that underline inaccurate perceptions of themselves and others, and problems interacting with others. CBT may help reduce a range of mood and anxiety symptoms while reducing the number of suicidal or self-harming thoughts. There are some medications that could possibly be an option, but because the benefits are unclear, medications are usually not used as a primary treatment for borderline personality disorder. However, in some cases, a psychotherapist may recommend medications to treat specific symptoms, such as mood swings, depression, other co-occurring mental disorders. Treatment with medication may require care from more than one medical professional, so keep that in mind. And certain medications can cause different side effects in different people, so make sure that you're talking to your doctor on a weekly basis about what to expect from a particular medication. You can also check out the mental health medications website by just Googling mental health medications health topic. And some people with borderline personality disorder experience severe symptoms and need intense, often inpatient care, while others use some outpatient treatments, but they never need hospitalization or emergency care. Now, one thing that I want you guys to take out of this, if you or a loved one or a friend, to take from somebody who may be suffering from borderline personality disorder, that families and caregivers of people with BPD may also benefit from therapy. Having a relative or a loved one with that disorder can be very stressful. Family members or caregivers may unintentionally act in ways that can worsen the loved one's symptoms. Some borderline personality disorder therapies include family members and caregivers, or loved ones in treatment sessions. The types of therapy that help this type of therapy helps by allowing the relative or loved one develop skills to better understand and support the person with borderline personality disorder. It'll also help focusing the needs and family members to help them understand the obstacles and strategies for caring for someone with BPD.
If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, or you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts or feelings, please contact 1-800-273-TALK or 911 immediately. Help is out there. Do not be afraid to ask for it. Stay safe and thank you for tuning into Raw History.
Although more research is still needed to determine the effectiveness of family therapy in BPD, studies and other mental disorders suggest that including family members can help in a person's treatment. For more information about finding a healthcare provider or treatment for medical disorders in general, you can always go to the link that will be in the description box below. Now here are some tips for the family and caregivers for those who are dealing with those who have BPD. To help a friend or a relative with a disorder, offer emotional support, understanding, patience, encouragement. Change can be very difficult and extremely frightening to people with BPD, but it's possible for them to get better over time. It's also super important to learn about mental disorders, not just BPD, but everything included. And that'll allow you to understand what the person with that disorder is experiencing. It's also important to encourage your loved ones who are in therapy or treatment for BPD and ask about family therapy. You can also seek counseling for yourself from a therapist. It should not be the same therapist that your loved one with BPD is seeing, however. With all that information, I'm definitely going to be speaking with my doctors and see if there's something that we can do to see if this is in fact what has been holding me back and making me do things the way that I've done things for as long as I have. It's crazy to know that the anxiety and depression and mood changes and feeling like I'm at the top of the world really could be, you know, caused by something much bigger than just having anxiety or just having depression. So I definitely really hope that you guys, take this Raw History podcast episode and really do your research for not just yourself, but maybe loved ones who might be going through something like this. It's definitely, I'm not gonna say that it's been the worst or hardest for me, but I'm sure for people around me, it can be a nightmare at times. So I think that ending this season with that note, I do want to let you guys know that I will be taking a little bit of break to stock up on some good content for season 3. We're also going to be doing the Brandy Human album review with Brandy fans. So if you're interested to join us for that, more information will be available on the Raw History Instagram, which is NH Raw History, or you can go to rawhistory.com. We also have a bunch of new merch on the way, and I'm super, super excited for what season 3 will be bringing. As always, I love you guys. Please stay safe. Take care of yourself. Allow yourself a moment to just decompress, check in to check out, and I hope that you're doing well.
If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, or you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts or feelings, please contact 1-800-273-TALK or 911 immediately. Help is out there. Do not be afraid to ask for it. Stay safe and thank you for tuning into Raw History.